SBS Radio.
Hindi lahat ay kinokonsidera ang kanilang sarili bilang isang artista. Ngunit ang pagguhit at pagbinta ay isang bagay na ating ginawa bilang mga bata. Nalaman sa mga pag-aaral na ang pagpapahayag ng imahinasyon sa pamamagitan ng artistikong paraan ay may benepisyo sa pangkaisipan at pisikal habang tayo ay tumatanda. Narito ang ulat ni Amy Chen Yuang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Minahal ni Halina Pokora ang sining simula pagkabata nang siya ay nasa Poland. Ngunit ang pagiging praktikal sa buhay ay nangahulugan na hindi na siya magpipinta pagkatapos ng pagpapalaki ng tatlong anak at ngayon ay lola pa ng apat.
I wanted to go to the art school, but my parents were very conservative and they said art is not giving you the money for your bread. So they sent me to the electronic college. So I finished the electronic college and they had children. We came to Australia.
Kasali sa kanyang trabaho ang tiyak na teknikal na pagguhit at nagbibigay ito sa kanya ng kasiyahan. Ang sining naman sa kabilang banda ay nagdadala sa kanya sa ibang mundo na sinabi niyang kanyang hinintay sa kanyang buong buhay.
My professional is a drafter, but I'm the computer drafter, so it's not much really by hand drafting. But the drawings with the landscaping of people features actually interesting me very much, and I love it. Then after about 40 years, I'm going back to do something what I loved doing when I was a little kid.
Sinimulan niya ang watercolor painting ngayong taon. At hindi kinukonsidera ni Halina ang sarili bilang may talentong artista. Ngunit, mayroong mahika sa paraan na kumuha ng kanyang imahinasyon.
I'm not very good at all. I'm learning. I'm still learning how to mix the colors. But it's like when I'm doing the painting or I do some sketches, I switch off from the whole entire my life. It's good. It's very relaxing. I love it.
Ang kanyang guro na si Japan Wubernovich ay nagbahagi ng parehong kwento kung saan ang kanyang nais ay kinailangan munang ihinto dahil sa hindi kilalang takot.
Probably the same sort of voices were whispering in my ear that it was a hard journey being an artist and making a good living from it was difficult. So I suppose that was one of the considerations at the time. I chose to do architecture instead.
Pagkatapos ng 20 taon bilang arkitekto at illustrator, nagdidisenyo ng mga gusali para sa mga syudad sa buong Asya, nagdesisyon si Japan na panahon na upang dumihan muli ang mga kamay. Ngayon ay hinamon niya ang kanyang sarili na subukan ang kinukonsiderang walang patawad na paraan kumpara sa oil at acrylic na pagpinta.
Watercolor was right at the top of the list of difficult medium to control, to understand. And that's probably why I'm still pursuing it. Every day is a buzz, and the way I enjoy painting watercolor is on plein air, which is going outdoors, out into nature, whether it's an urban environment or whether it's out in a park or on the coast or in the forest somewhere.
Kahit nasa edad na 52 taong gulang, lumiliwanag ang mga mata ni Japan kapag pinag-usapan ang pagpipinta.
Look, I get up with a lot of energy and zest and eagerness. The first thing I do, I look out the window to see what sort of light there is, because the best time for me to paint is either early in the morning or late in the afternoon, when the quality of the light outdoors has that warm glow. Whether it's you're getting up in the morning and I look over Brisbane and see whether it's a misty day or a full-on bright orange morning, I'm up and I'm out with my kit into the car, say good morning to my wife, leave her a coffee on the kitchen bench and I'm out.
Ang masayang yugtong ito ang nais ng arts health advocate na si Margaret Rolla na maranasan ng mga may demensya sa mga pasilidad ng aged care. sa kanyang 12 linggong Drawing Memories program sa 2 nursing homes sa New South Wales, nadiskubre nito ang mga pambihirang resulta sa mga taong may kapansanan sa pisikal at pangkaisipan.
People who were impaired in some way, either sight impaired or hearing, some people couldn't talk properly through stroke problems, limitations, they could all have their own voice in that visual way. They could get across their feelings through art making. I found people with dementia in particular, the ones who were very agitated, they became calmer while they were doing art.
Ibinahagi niya ang kwento ng isang matandang mag-asawa na napasigla ang kanilang relasyon sa pamamagitan ng sining. Dati lamang pumupunta ang asawa sa kanyang klase sa sining at tinadala ang asawang mayroong advanced dementia kasama siya.
And she'd just sit at the back of the group and not participate at all and just stare blankly at the walls. This just went on for years. He came to me this day, he said, the previous week she actually sat with him and she drew spontaneously. It was of a water tank from their property that they used to live on. And he was just absolutely like bowled over and thought this is just incredible. And so he ended up buying her own art materials for home and she was participating with him every week.
Ang ideya ng proyekto ay lumabas pagkatapos napansin ang mabilis na pagbaba ng kanyang matandang ina sa isang nursing home.
To this day, I blame it on the depression that she went into because there was just nothing there to stimulate her at all. That just had this burning ember inside of me all these years. And when my father actually went into aged care and I was looking around and seeing the activities or lack of or just these blank faces, I thought, there's got to be more.
Para kay Japan, sa mga araw na ito, ay nakakita siya ng magandang balanse sa pagitan ng trabahong arkitektura, pagpipinta gamit ang watercolor at pagtulong sa iba tulad ni Halina na madiskubre ang kanilang mga malikhaing talento. Hinikayat niya ang mga tao na tuklasin ang parte ng kanilang mga sarili na hindi nila nakilala dati sa pamamagitan ng kahit anong sining.
There is never one answer or a one singular direction, you know, when one starts to paint. But what it does do, it starts to open up doors and opportunities. But like in life, you know, if you don't try, you never know. But if once you've tried and you get some form of excitement or energy, you know, it just builds momentum for other things in your life as well.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.